Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. What is the meaning of the words Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin means, the way the Mishnah uses the term, where really I'm not doing anything wrong, but someone who's looking at this may think I'm doing something wrong. Now maybe we ought to say, what do I care what someone else thinks? I know that I'm not doing anything wrong. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam knows I'm not doing anything wrong, so what's the problem? And the answer is there is a problem. Because the Pasuk says, V'yisim nekiyim me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael. We're not supposed to do things that aren't clean, not only in the eyes of Hashem, but even in the eyes of Yisrael. Even if people will think we're doing something wrong, and therefore there are many things that Chazal asked, not because there's inherently something wrong with it, but rather because of Maris Ayin. The second thing you need to know for this Mishnah is, what is a Shoivach? A shevich is a small building that's made to raise doves. Small building, and more like a small birdhouse. It's usually up on a pole. In other words, you have a pole with the house on top of this little pole, and you need a ladder to get up there. And what's in this little birdhouse? Different mechitzas, different walls to divide the rooms. There's a different room for every pair of doves. These rooms are actually referred to as a kan, from the Lashon of Kinem, Tassas Ateva. And every kan has a window to the outside. We're going to learn a machloikis here between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about a person who wants to go up to the Shoivach with a ladder, and he wants to take some of the doves to Shechta. Now, we're going to learn later there's also a possibility the doves are muktza. How we deal with the muktza, that we're going to see further on. Right now, our problem is the ladder. There are some big ladders that were used when a person wanted to put tar in his roof or fix something or do some type of a malacha. I mean, you knew this was a commercial, industrial kind of a ladder. So let's say I want to use this type of a ladder, but I don't want to do anything wrong on Yom Tov. I just want to take the doves for shechting. Adrab, I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov by taking these doves. But this is the ladder that I have. So I'm going to walk down the street with this big ladder. Someone's going to say, what's he doing? He's fixing his roof on Yom Tov? Maybe I should say, I don't care what he says. I know what I'm doing. He should be dan mi lekav schos. Well, as explained, he's wrong. Chazal definitely asked using such a ladder because of Maris Ayin, and no one disagrees with that. Then you have what's called like a house ladder. Everyone knows this is the kind of ladder you keep around in the house. You have to go up to a top shelf to get down a towel or whatever it is. This type of ladder you can use in the house. What you cannot do is take it outside to a place where Rabbi Mitzuyim Shem. Again, we don't want a lot of people seeing a person carrying a ladder on Yom Tov. They're going to say, he's going up to his roof to shmir it. Aye, it's not that type of a ladder. Maybe it's too short. Yeah, but you put it up against the roof and you climb up on the ledges. Can't do it. But there's a third kind of a ladder. And that ladder is called a sulam shel shoivach. It's made for dovecotes. Everyone knows this is made for the dove houses. Can I use this to take down my doves? Well, here we're going to have a machloikas Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Now, the Beis Hillel will also tell us that you can't take it into Rosh Hashanah. Again, people are going to say he's fixing his roof, he's doing malach on Yom Tov. What about in the Rosh Hashanah, where no one's going to see? The Beis Shammai say no. Because anything that Chazal asked in Maris Ayin is Aser Afilu Bechadrei Chador. That's the rule. We don't say, well, Chazal only asked this because people are going to see it and get the wrong idea. No one's going to see it. I'm doing it in an inner chamber. There's six doors you have to go through to get to this inner chamber. They all have locks. There's no Isser of Maris Ayin here. No one can get in here. We don't say that. If Chazal asserts something with name Maris Ayin, afilo b'chadrei chadorim, it is Aser. The Beis Hillel say, en hachanami. Normally when things are Aser because of Maris Ayin, we say afilo b'chadrei chadorim. There's no difference where. Here, let me give you an example. Coconut milk. Looks like milk. So Chazal said, but you can't drink it together with meat unless there's some type of an obvious hecker. Something to show us that it's coconut milk. Maybe a piece of the coconut or something. Can someone say, well, there's no one in my house anyway. Why can't I have my coconut milk with the steak? No, whatever is necessary is necessary. Whatever Chazal asked it al Maris Ayin stays intact. The Beis Hillel agree with that, generally speaking. Here, in this case, when it comes to the ladder to get down the doves, there is an inyan of Simchas Yom Tov. He needs this for his Suda. The Beis Hillel say, in the Shusha Yachad, it's okay. Now let's see our Mishnah inside. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, Sechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Beis Shammai, Omer, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Meilichen, we are not allowed to move, Es Hasulam, the ladder, Me Shaivach Leshaivach, one dove house to the other. Avobat, Mateyu, you can lean it, Mechalein Lechalein, from one window to the other. Ubesil Matir, and the Besil hold that it's mutter to actually move it. Now remember what we said when we described this dove house. It's a house up on top of a pole. It's a platform. The house is put on top of the platform. And there's little mechitzas, little rooms. And there's windows in each room. So sometimes I would want to move the ladder from one house to another house. Sometimes I'm not even moving it from one house to the other house. I just want to move it over from one room to the other room, where I'm going to put my hand through this little window, it's usually a round hole, and take out the birds. So to move it from one room to the other room, just to lean it like in a different direction or a different angle, that even the Beis Shammai hamatir. That's how the Batnir lives pshat in the Mishnah. There are many other pshatim, but we will leave it for now. Now we're going to approach a completely different question. The question of muktzah. This is not a shaila any longer of Marasayin. It's a question of muktzah. Remember we said there are three types of ladders. When it comes to Hilchos Muktzah, there are also three types of doves. Some doves have to be captured. They're big doves. They can fly good. They're trained, good flyers. And professionals have to catch them. Those are Muktzah. It doesn't help to prepare them from before Yom Tov. Let's say before Yom Tov, he's going to say, well, I know I'm not allowed to hunt on Yom Tov, but you see that dove over there flying around? If he happens to fly into my house on Yom Tov, I slam the door shut. I want him. It doesn't help. Because the only way to physically get a hold of these doves before Shabbos or Bein HaShemoshes, the Shabbos comes in, is to hunt it down. The professional bird catchers, they know how to do it. But once that's the case, it was already muktzah when Shabbos set in, or Yom Tov set in. Once something is muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it stays muktzah the entire Shabbos. Then there's a second category of doves. There are doves that are raised in the house, they're domesticated doves. They're not muktzah at all. You don't have to catch them. They don't run away. They're not trained to run away. And here's where, once again, we're going to see a machloikis in the Veshami and the Vesil. Veshami Yomus, like the Mishnah Vayter, lo yitl, one should not take the doves, ele in kain, nuna miba'oidyay, unless you kind of held them, or literally shook them a little bit, like nunuyim of the lulav miba'oidyay. So basically, before Yom Tov, you have to climb up to the dove house, physically pick up these doves and say, okay, these are the ones I'm going to shech tomorrow. Now, normally, muktzah doesn't require a hachana with a meiser. It's enough b'dibur, some even b'machshava. But the Beshamay hold it over here, I'm scared that tomorrow when he takes them to use them, there's a good chance he may change his mind. He may say, nah, I'm not going to shech them. I'm going to leave it alive. So it turned out that he moved them, he was metaltal them on Yom Tov Shalei L'Tzarech. But now that he physically picked it up, and he said, okay, I'm going to shecht it, if he didn't have Rachmanis on it then, he's not going to have Rachmanis on it tomorrow. The Beis Hillel say, it's like any other mitzvah. You don't have to pick it up, it's enough just to say it. Oh, I mean, he can stand down below, you don't have to go up, climb up the ladder. I mean, he can say, as long as it's still day before Yom Tov, and the Paiskim say it doesn't have to say it, it's just to think it. Zeh v'zeh. The doves in this window and the doves in this window, ani noitel. Those are the ones I'm going to take tomorrow to Shecht for my Sudas Yom Tov. They're no longer muksa. And the thing is, he has to make a simen, or he has to make sure that he'll recognize them tomorrow. I may change his mind, he's not going to want to Shecht it. No, say the Basil, if he made up his mind, that's what he's going to Shecht, that's enough for us. But he has to be very specific. He has to say, Zeh v'zeh ani noitel. Can't just say, okay, I'll take whatever birds I find over here. That's not enough. Now, even the Beis Shammai, who are machmir, they say he has to pick it up before Yom Tov because their skin is going to change his mind. It's only bebricha reshayna. What does bricha reshayna mean? They're the first pair of doves born in this dove house in that season. You see, what they would used to do is they would leave this pair with the mother as long as possible. That would keep the mother from running away. That's why the Beis Shammai are concerned, he's going to say, no, I'm not going to shecht these birds, like, I need them. But from the second group that are born and on, even the Beis Shammai are maida. It's enough just to say, zeh v'zeh ani noitel. That's enough to remove the Isser Muktzah. Here, I'm not scared. He's going to be chas aleihem, that he's going to have literally Rachmanisan, and not so much Rachmanisan on the bird, but more so Rachmanisan on himself, that he needs this bird alive. These birds are not Mechusar Tzeda, they're in the house, they're there for that purpose, they don't require a Hachana, it's as if there's a standing Hachana that's automatic, they're not Mechusar. Then there are birds that are called Yoinei Shoivach, or Yoinei Aliyah. They're Hefker. They're not my personal bird that grows up in my house. What these birds do is they find these little dove houses, and they come in and they settle in over there. Or they come into people's attics. Now, they're small birds. They can't really run away from people. They're not quick enough. They can only fly a drop at a time. So there's no real Isser Tzeda. For all practical purposes, they're already caught. But there is an Isser Muktzah. Because they're not in the Rishos of the person. They're not prepared for the person. If you want to use these types of birds on Yom Tov, you have to officially prepare them from before Yom Tov. How do you prepare them from before Yom Tov? How do you make it not Muktzah? Well, normally, when you have this type of muktzah that has to be prepared, all you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to use this, or even think it. In this instance, the Veshamei Amor Machmer, they say, no, that's not enough. You're going to have to climb up on a ladder, pick up the birds, and hold them. The Basil say, no, it's like any other muktzah that you have to prepare beforehand. Just say you want those birds. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Zak the Mishnah. Veshamei, I mean the Veshamei say, lo yitl, you cannot take them, ele im kein nina mebayyam. Unless you literally shook them mebayyam, it doesn't mean you have to shake it, it just means you have to hold it. So being that these birds are up on the ladder, you have to climb up on a ladder and take hold of it. Ubesil, I mean, the Basil say it's not necessary. You don't have to climb up on a ladder, put your hands through the window and pick up the pair of birds. No, Aymed, stand where you are on the ground. Aymed, just say, Zev, Zev, Aninaitel. This and this, this pair of birds and this pair of birds, that's what I'm taking. You have to be specific. You have to be able to recognize which birds they are. You have to make a simon afterwards. But Lamaisa, there's no need to physically pick them up. Now, how come the Veshamei would be more machmir here than any other case of muktzah, this type of a muktzah? And the answer is as follows. We're talking about the doves that are the first pair of doves born in this dove house that season. Now, what people used to do was, they would bedavka leave this pair with the mother as long as possible. That almost guaranteed that the mother wouldn't fly away. The Veshamei say, look, he decided to take it anyway and shecht it, but he may take it and say, what am I doing? I'm not going to shecht these. I need these. Then it's going to turn out that he moved them, not Litzarach HaYamtiv. So it's bedavka with these type of birds that the Veshamei say, no. If you went through the bother of going up a ladder and physically picking up the birds and holding it and saying, I'm going to use this, then we're willing to assume Yitaka going to use it. But if not, if you just said from the bottom, yeah, I'll use those birds. Yeah, I don't need it. Later on, you're going to change your mind. You're going to take them and then change your mind. So you're going to be being metaltal them shalai litzarech. And the Basilil, they're not concerned for this. The Basilil say, look, he knows which birds we're talking about. If he pointed to them, in other words, if he designated them and said, this is what I'm taking, that's enough. So in our Mishnah, we learned about three types of ladders and three types of birds. We learned about the halachis of Marasayin and a little bit about the halachis of Muktzah. Let's review. We learned that there are three types of ladders. There's a ladder everyone knows, which is used to go up to the roof and to fix things. You can't move that at all. But I don't want to use it to fix things. I want to use it to get a bird. You can't move this ladder. It's muktzah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch explains, really muktzah is only to move something. So if the ladder is sturdy and it's in one place, you can go up and down. But you can't move it. You can't even tilt it from one window to the other window. The reason Chazal said it's muktzah, or let's phrase it better. The reason you're not allowed to move it, and therefore it's muktzah, is because of Marasayin. You don't want people to be chayshed you, that you're going up to your roof to fix something. So that's the first type of ladder, a ladder that's usually used for roofs. That's asur al Marasayin. Let's go to the second type of ladder now. A regular house ladder. We said there's a kind of ladder that's only used inside of the house. You can move that around inside the house, but don't take it out to where Rabbim Mitzuyim Shah. Even if there's a proper Erev. Because, again, what if someone says you're using it to fix something? Then there's called a Shoivach Sula. This is used especially to go up and get doves from a little house that's on a pole. This little house has a bunch of different rooms. In each room there's a different pair of doves with a window inside. Here we had a Machloikis, the Veshami, and the Veshil. Again, we're learning the way the Batanura learns. In the Rosh Hashanah, you can't. What about in the Rosh Hashanah, where no one sees you? Rav Shammai is saying, no, there's a rule, whatever Chazal assert, because we're scared people will get the wrong impression. In other words, Marasayin, there's a rule called Davar She'asru Chachamim Mipnei Marasayin, Afilo B'chadri Chedarim is Asr. The Basil say it's Mutter. Yes, the Basil agree. Generally, we say whatever Chazal asked al Marasayin is Asr, even in the room of rooms, but over here, Mishum Simchas Yamtiv, we'd be considered Mutter. We explained, even though the Beishamai don't let you pick up the ladder and take it to a different dove house, but you can tilt it or move it slightly from one room to the next in the same house, or leaning against the same house. Then we spoke about Hilchas Muktzah, and we said there are three types of doves. Regular doves that fly around, the only way to get a hold of it is to trap it. You have to have a professional bird trapper that knows how to trap birds. That's Muktzah. Even if you say before Yom Tov, I wish I could get a hold of that bird, I would use it, and it happens to, by mistake, fly into your house, it's Muktzah. Then you have a second type of bird. That's a bird that's owned by the person. They're little birds. They don't know how to fly away. You can grab them, take them at any moment. They don't even require a hachana before Yom Tov to say, oh, these are the birds I want to use. There's a third category of birds called Yoyne Shaivach, and here's where we have a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. This third category of birds, they're not owned by the person. They can fly, but they don't fly very fast. And they don't fly very far in one shot. They're little birds. They'll come at night, and they'll find their way into an attic, or they'll find their way into one of these dove houses. So if a person wants to catch them, you just catch them. It doesn't require hunting. They can't really get away from people. So if you want to use them on Yom Tov, you want to shecht them for Sudas Yom Tov, you have to prepare them from before Yom Tov. How do you prepare them? According to the Beis Shammai, you have to physically pick them up, which means you're going to have to go up the ladder before Yom Tov, pick up the birds and say, these are the birds I am going to use for my Sudas Yom Tov. According to the Beis Hillel, no, you can stay at the bottom and say, okay, those birds, you have to identify them, and we explain, you'll make a siman on them afterwards. That's enough. Now, normally, with this type of muktzah, saying it, or even thinking it, is enough. How come the Beis Shammai say over here, you have to physically pick it up? And the answer is, we're talking about the first birds that are born that season. Very often these young birds were not used. Rather, you kept them there because this would prevent the mother from flying away. So we're scared he's going to pick up these birds. Okay, for my Sudas Yom Tov. Then he's going to say, what am I doing? No, I need these birds. It's going to turn out he was metaltal the bird, Shalai Litzarech. The Beshameh feel that's a good chance, unless he physically picked them up before and said, I'm using these birds. I'm not making any other cheshbonos. Then we say, okay, he's probably not going to change his mind. And the Beis Hillel say, no, if he identifies the birds beforehand, and he says, those are the birds that I'm going to use, we don't think he's going to change his mind then as well.